This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is opening day in baseball, yes. End of March, still 30-something degrees when you're driving in, but it's going to warm up into the 50s, and the Yankees will take the field in the Bronx today. Yes, the 2025 version of the New York Yankees coming off an American League championship last year, then getting smacked around by the Dodgers and it ending in disappointing fashion, will start another run back to where they want to be. And the New York Mets with Juan Soto and this new regime and everybody saying that they now have the spotlight on them and they are the big brother because of what happened in the offseason. They started against the Yankees nemesis in the Houston Astros. So much talk, so much bickering, so much back and forth. Met fans, Yankee fans, the rivalry is as hot as it's been since 2000 when they met in the Subway Series. And it starts today and it ends a long time from now. We're going to be here for all of it. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Play ball!
Yeah, I can't wait, man. This is great and this is finally here. And now we can finally start discussing exactly what happens to both of these two teams and all the changes that they've made, all the different people that we're going to see for the first time, especially in a Yankee uniform in a real game. We may even see some facial hair.
Yes.
Some beards, which will be a little bit unique, to say the least. But I will say that hope springs eternal for all of these teams. You know that. I know that. I think the Yankee outfield is going to be pretty stocked, especially if Jason Dominguez comes around and he does what he's supposed to do. They're going to move, I guess, looks like Aaron Judge is going to be playing right field. Cody Bellinger is going to be in center. So you feel like you're really confident there. There'll be a new second baseman for you, a new first baseman for you. Austin Wells is going to be the leadoff hitter. I was reading and hearing our buddy Brandon Tierney, my Yankee go-to fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, talking about Anthony Volpe and how important this year is for him.
That's a Volpe.
Right, we'll have a revolving door at third base for sure, and we have these injuries within the pitching staff. However, they should have a very good bullpen. So, hey, look, they're Juan Soto less, but can Goldschmidt and Bellinger and Dominguez somehow collectively pick all of that, you know, production up? Can they lengthen this lineup? Can they give Aaron Judge the protection that he needs? And can Aaron Judge continue to do what he has done as a New York Yankee?
Yeah, and once they lost Juan Soto to the Mets, they focused on pitching and defense more so in the offseason to try to make up for the offense. You can win in certain ways, obviously, in baseball. And what's unfortunate about that is their two best pitchers last year go down. One we expect back in Luis Gil, but of course Gerrit Cole is going to be out for the entire year. So that's a big blow when you start to build your team in that way and you're counting on those two guys and neither one of them we're going to see anytime soon. That's a big problem. But every time, every year, we talk about these same things, big injuries, and it's those who have depth, and it's those who can stay healthy, and it's those who have the guys that come up and fill in. I mean, I remember it was a number of years ago where everybody got hurt on the Yankees, and then every single guy who Brian Cashman brought in was able to keep the thing together. And sometimes that happens, and sometimes guys get hurt, and the thing torpedoes right into the ground. So we'll see who picks up the slack. Carlos Rodon gets the start today. Of course, he's been disappointing since coming over here on a big contract. And we'll see what Max Fried is and if he is someone that can be in that Cy Young conversation that Gerrit Cole was in last year. I mean, that's what he's going to need to be if this team is going to win the AL again.
So I think what Yankee fans want to see today, if I had to just put my Yankee, you know, kind of soothsaying hat on, they want to see Carlos Rodon go out there and be the pitcher that they paid for. And don't have any, you know, drama associated with it. If you told me he went five innings and gave up a run, I think everybody would be totally happy with that. And hopefully the Yankees offense wakes up and, you know, they steamroll today and they win opening day and they get off to a great start. And he gets off to a great start because he needs to get off to a great start. He needs to build his confidence. You know, I don't, you know, the thing that I hate the most, and we talked about this yesterday, is players who do sign big contracts. They come here to New York or wherever they go, but really particularly here in New York, and then they have to sit and they have to deal with those expectations. And the fans are not going to be patient. You know, they're just not going to be patient, especially with this whole flirtation that we had supposedly with Juan Soto, which we all knew wasn't true. And then they go out and they replace him with Bellinger and Goldschmidt and trying to get, you know, that kind of production from those two guys, you know, and you're hoping that they're going to give it to you. I think Bellinger will give it to you. I think he'll fit in nicely for Yankee Stadium and for the Yankees and in this lineup. But for a guy like Carlos Rodon, he has got to go out and he's got to show the Yankee fan that he belongs here and he doesn't go into that death spiral of loss of confidence.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that usually happens in the bigger games. He was able to figure it out for most of the regular season last year. Then you put him in big spots, and that's where he crumbles a little bit. Do you want to say that today is a big spot?
Yeah, sure it is.
Opening day, then yeah, this is when you don't normally get the best version of him, but he's got to figure that out. I mean, all these guys in that rotation now have just extra pressure on them, spotlight on them to be great. And the two guys at the top now, with no Gerrit Cole, no Luis Gil, and Carlos Rodon and Max Fried, got paid a ton of money to come here and pitch in big games, and they better do it well or this Yankee team will go nowhere.
And by the way, you know, they're opening with those pesky Brewers.
The pesky Brewers.
Yeah, that's who we opened with last year and got swept.
That's right. It was ugly. I mean, God, the Yankees should be opening against the Astros, and we should be open. Not we. The Mets should be opening again.
You could say we.
No, I don't do
that
anymore.
We're Met fans.
I know, but I don't do that anymore. It's the team, you know.
I felt like, you know, when I put on my Met uniform as a 7-year-old, I still have somewhat of the tingling of opening day.
Yeah, but
you know, it's us.
But we're not seven anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I'm certainly not seven, but I still have fond memories of those days.
Sure, and you can, and I've got fond memories of opening days too. I've probably been to about 10 of them at Shea Stadium and Citi Field combined. So it's great, but I'm not going to say we anymore. But the Mets should be starting with the Brewers, and the Yankees should be starting with the Astros. But baseball is strange. They start at the end of March. Things don't make sense. It's not even a 1 o'clock first pitch. It's 3 o'clock.
And by the way, you got two teams playing in minor league stadiums, the Rays year, and the A's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, baseball's in a weird spot. They just lost their ESPN contract. I don't know if they'll figure out a way to get it going the right way again. But, you know, ESPN has spent so much money on the NFL and so much money on college football that, you know, it's like somebody had to go. Somebody had to get cut.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, the way that baseball is looked at here in New York is totally different than the way it's looked at across the country. And it's become a regional sport and one of the most regional sports there is at this point. And we have just such a deep-rooted baseball fandom here with all the history all the way back to the two teams before they left for California. Now the Yankees and the Mets and the successes and the failures that they have had. I mean, it's a baseball town. But you go throughout the rest of the country, we're not a baseball country anymore. So, yeah, we talk about it here. Every one of my friends is into it. Everybody talks about the Yankees and Mets.
Did you say we're not a baseball country?
We're not anymore, no.
Did you just say that?
Well, we know that. Yeah, I've said that for years. So
I know.
Have you.
Listen.
We're not.
It's our pastime.
Not anymore. Used to be. Not anymore. Our pastime now is scrolling and football and gambling and weed. Those are our pastimes.
And golf.
And golf. Those are our pastimes. Okay. It's just not anymore. I mean, and like, you know, and I don't want to have some discussion about the romanticism of baseball or anything else, but it's different. I mean, what we experience here is different than other places, and I love it that way, quite frankly.
Normally, when something is romantic, it lasts and takes a little while to get there.
Mm.
And you kind of like, you know, you're kind of going through it. But now they get the pitch clock, so all that romanticism is gone.
Yeah, I love it.
Although we love the pitch clock.
Love the pitch clock. Absolutely love the pitch clock. But this is a huge year for David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, Steve Cohen, all the Mets brass. I mean, everything was sort of building for them up to this point where the expectations are on them. They've got the high payroll. Of course, it's not as high as the Dodgers. They went out and got the prize free agent. They outbid the Yankees. I mean, this is the year. This is Steve Cohen's banner year that they got to go out and perform.